What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. I am your host, Sean DeRager. Thanks for checking out the show, and we're in episode number 3, and I'm pretty happy with the turnout so far. You can go to thegeekcouch.com, and you'll find music reviews there, news and stuff like that. But if you go to geekcouch.com/podcast, you'll find all the podcasts there as well. And of course, you can find this in the iTunes feed. So far, it's all under one. If you just type in Geek Couch, you'll see the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast there, and that's where everything is at right now. And hopefully soon, I'll have a separate feed for just these the band music type stuff. So stay tuned for that. So far, no news to report. I've submitted it to iTunes, and just waiting for them to get their butts in gear with that. So I have 6 bands for you today to help you discover. Hopefully you're enjoying discovering new bands every week. That's the whole goal of the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. You'll also find in the feed audio music reviews that I'm experimenting with. So far the response has been pretty good. They're still kind of experimental. I'm trying to trying to get my feet wet with them. They're a bit rough around the edges, but that's all right. I'm fine with a few goof-ups here and there. It's not perfect. All right, well, let's jump into our first band. The first band is called Oceanography. I guess what I'm trying to do is avoid folk, says the mastermind to this week's first project, Oceanography, Brian Kelly. I'm not just some dude playing a guitar. While Oceanography is very much Brian Kelly's baby, his selection of musicians for his EP, Parachutes of Plenty, gives the album a dynamic that is unlike what you'd expect from a singer-songwriter. Off that EP, here's his single, American Cars, on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass.
To be a friend,
off his EP Parachutes of Plenty, that is Oceanography, on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. The album is released on the 12th of December of this year. There's a digital release and a limited edition CD release. You can go to oceanography.bandcamp.com and find out information there. You know, I think they do have the digital version released right now, so if you do like that, you can check out their EP and get it digitally right now, and then if you do want a CD, you can pre-order that. It's a limited pressing of 100 CDs. Well, what started off as an EP with longtime collaborator Devin Greenwood turned into something much more personal after Dennison Whitmer was called back home to his native Lancaster, Pennsylvania. His father, who was diagnosed with cancer 3 years previously, had taken a turn for the worse. Quote, "My father was never the kind of guy who let people fuss over and take care of him," Dennis says of that time. Quote, "But in the last few months of his life, there was this kind of acceptance, and he allowed himself to be taken care of. He did it really graciously and generously. It was a beautiful thing to participate in and a gift to those around him. Those are months that I would never trade for anything. I stopped making music. I stopped doing everything. I just spent time with him." A few months later, his dad passed away. Dennison grieved with his family and remembered. Returning back to the studio, the previously planned EP grew into a full length and Dennison's most personal album to date. Off that album, The Ones Who Wait, here is Dennison Whitmer with Brooklyn With Your Highest Wall.
Summer leaning into fall. Someone said there'd be a sign on the street. Brooklyn with your highest wall. I was answering the call. Someone said there'd be a sign on the street. Wait and wait for me, wait for me, wait and see, dark. I could almost feel Saint Mark. He was looking for a sign underneath. Even if you want, you can't go back to the way it was. Even if you want, you can't go.
That was Dennison Whitmer with the song Brooklyn with Your Highest Wall. It's off the album that's out on Asthmatic Kitty Records. The album's called The Ones Who Wait. It's out right now. You can go to DennisonWhitmer.bandcamp.com and find it there. He also did a follow-up EP. It's called The Ones Who Wait Part 2, available on Bandcamp for $5 as well. Well, the album Leaf has always been anchored by Jimmy Laval for the past 12 years and has featured many collaborators. In that time, the band has consistently put out quality and high-respected albums, but their new EP, Forward/Return, marks the album Leaf's first self-released effort in quite some time. Off the EP, here's our third band, the album Leaf, with the song Descent. Thank you. That is the album Leaf. The song is called Descent and is off of their new EP, /Return. You can go to thealbumleaf.com and find out more from them there on where you can get the album. And I believe you can buy the album digitally right there. Great band. I think they may also be on Spotify. I'm not sure. But they're basically a band. Whenever they release something, I just I automatically buy it. And there's no questions asked. Really great stuff from the album Leaf. Our next artist, Bright Archer. Her music centers on the voice and ornate piano playings of Johanna Kunin from Portland, Oregon. Her sophomore effort, Hidden Systems, marks her first time in the producer role since her first album, Clouds, which was recorded in 2006. On a series of winter weekends, Kunin co-produced the album with Skylar Norwood at a studio outside Portland and found 70s rock inspiration on the radio dial while commuting from Seattle. With the title track off her 2011 album, here is Bright Archer with the song Hidden Systems. That was Bright Archer with the song Hidden Systems off of the album Hidden Systems that came out in 2011 out on Bear Island Records. You can go to brightarcher.bandcamp.com and find that for yourself. Buy it there. And a very interesting album. It's funny because it's one of those albums that I read a bunch of reviews on, and there were a bunch of really good reviews, and there's just one review that was just very negative. I do not agree with the negative review at all, but it's a good album. It's very eclectic. If you like artists like Tori Amos or like Regina Spektor, it's right up your alley. And I'm looking forward to one of those artists that I'm very much looking forward to, you know, what she has next. So I think there's a lot of talent there. All right, got a couple more bands for you. Deeply rooted in 90s punk rock. The Reveling is our next band. Their music is simple yet powerful. Indebted to bands like Social Distortion and Face to Face, The Reveling attempt to use these bands as a building block to something fresh. Their album, Tributaries, is out now and is a welcome departure from what is posing as punk rock these days. Off that album, this is Left at Fort Wright by The Reveling. That is The Reveling with the song Left at Fork Right off of the album Tributaries, which is out right now on Black Numbers Records. You can go to blacknumbers.bandcamp.com. You can find the album there. I'll have links to all these bands and all their albums on the website. Go to thegeekcouch.com/podcast. And this is the Geek Couch Backstage Pass Episode 3. So find that link there. You'll find all the bands and everything. You'll be able to navigate, if you like any of these albums, to grab some new music. All right, got one more band for you today. Our last band here played their last show in October of 2011. They're called Nightlights, but I think their music still kicks ass and is definitely worth discovering. Their full-length So It Goes is available via Eulogy Recordings. Off that album, this is Nightlights with the song That John Denver Is Full of Shit on the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. That is Nightlights with the song That John Denver Is Full of Shit off of their album So It Goes. It's available right now on Eulogy Recordings. Unfortunately, I think the band is now defunct. And I was looking on their Facebook and stuff like that. I can't really know for sure, but I think that the band is done. You can go to, I think it's facebook.com/nightlights. But Google the band Nightlights, you'll find them. You know what? Actually, forget about Googling. I should have all these links on the website. Go to thegeekcouch.com/podcast. You'll find this there. You'll find the show notes. You can also go to thegeekcouch.com. I'm ramping up things on there. I'm starting to do a little section called Bands You Should Know, trying to highlight a bunch of bands that I've discovered that I really like. And as I'm starting to do that, I'm going to be posting more music reviews, and then I'm also going to be hopefully posting like movie reviews and stuff like that too. The Geek Couch Backstage Pass is very much the complimentary podcast to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition, where I feature, where I talk about kind of the new Blu-ray releases every week. So you can find me on that show as well. Right now, everything's in one feed on the podcast feed. Keep your eyes open, though. I will be letting you know. I'm going to be splitting off the music feed from this feed, or from the Geek Couch Collector's Edition feed. So I'll let you guys know when that's happening. I'll give you plenty of time to switch over, so you have two feeds, just to kind of keep the music and the movies separate. I think it's going to help, especially since I'm ramping up some those audio music reviews and stuff like that. So keep an eye open for that. You can also check out my other podcast called the AXPX Podcast. Go to theaxpx.com. If you're interested in that, it's more of a philosophy/religion podcast where I kind of talk to somebody every week, me and my co-host Joey, either a new subject or a new kind of person to talk to about their journey through faith and stuff like that. So check out that show. As always, these shows, the Geek Couch podcast, are brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Go to charmingbeard.com and see what they have available there for you to buy. They're a small batch coffee roaster based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And if you're in Salt Lake City, you can go to, I believe it's Tony Caputo's, and grab a bag there. They do have, I believe they are getting a decaf there and one other roast. So you definitely want, if you're in Salt Lake City, you'll have access to more Charming Beard Coffee. Well, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm Sean DeRager, your host for the Geek Couch podcasts. Thank you so much for listening, and hope you all have a great week. Hope you discovered some favorite bands this week. I'll be back showcasing six more bands next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.